From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, July 21st, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, July 18th through Monday, July 21st. Matt Bathrick reported in the Columbia paper, Ghent Town attorney Ted Gutterman announced Thursday, July 17th, the lawsuit initiated last year by the electrical transformer recycler TCI of New York, LLC, has been settled. The settlement requires TCI to withdraw its application to rebuild at the West Ghent site and to have all transformers currently stored there removed by the end of the year. It also requires TCI to drop all claims made against the town of Ghent. Gutterman said the State Department of Environmental Conservation confirmed the transformers currently at the site were constructed after 1990, which means they do not contain PCB oil. A massive fire destroyed the company's facility on Falls Industrial Road on August 1, 2012. In July 2013, TCI took legal action against the town, claiming officials were exceeding their authority and blocking the company from rebuilding. TCI currently operates at a lease site in Clemens, Albany County. The company is building a new permanent facility at that location. Raymond Pignon, managing editor of the Daily Mail, reported award-winning local photographer and journalist Claude Hatton has died at the age of 57. Hatton succumbed to an apparent heart attack at his home in Round Top Saturday, July 19th, his sister Claudette said. Hatton covered a variety of stories during a career that spanned through more than three decades, from fire and floods to profiles of war veterans and 100th birthday parties, school events, and parades. Hatton received an Associated Press Award for his photographs of the February 1989 tire fire in Catskill. Hatton was also a musician and served as a volunteer firefighter with the Round Top Fire Department. A wake will be held from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, July 25th at Richard's Funeral Home in Cairo. Joe Gentile reported in the Register Star, the search for a new social services commissioner in Columbia County is underway. The committee charged with identifying and hiring the new department head has approximately 50 resumes from candidates within the Hudson Valley and beyond to sort through 3 weeks following the retirement of Paul Mossman. The search committee is looking to identify and hire Mossman's replacement sometime in early to mid-September. Deputy Commissioner Carrie Jablanka is currently serving as the department's interim commissioner. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail, women farmers from all over New York came to Greene County Sunday, July 20th to attend a forum hosted by U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, State Senator Cecilia Kacik, and New York State Beginning Women Farmers Program. Approximately 40 people attended the discussion, which focused on the unique challenges and obstacles faced by female farmers and how the state and federal governments can help. Among the issues discussed, access to and protections for farmland, access to capital for new or expanding farms, migrant labor, and excessive regulation. Nationwide, the number of farms run by women increased from 5% to 14% from 1978 to 2007. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, it is estimated that 25% of all farmers in the Northeast are women, the highest concentration anywhere in the country. The event was held at the Crossroads Brewing Company in Athens. Looking at the local weather forecast, today there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 83. The chance of precipitation is 20%, Monday night mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 87, and Tuesday night partly cloudy with a low around 67. Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 89. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. And Thursday, there's a chance of showers before 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 81. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Sunrise today was at 5:38 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:25 p.m. with the length of the day being 14 hours and 46 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, July 21st, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.